Hey, Dr. Clark here. I want to explain why iodine supplementation is still a bad idea if you have low thyroid symptoms. Earlier this year, there was a published study that came out of Denmark, and this is what's so interesting about it. In Denmark, several years ago, they started fortifying their salt with iodine, and you know they didn't really like the results, so the government basically said, we need to increase the amount of iodine that we're putting in the salt. It's mandatory. Well, some very astute researchers said, you know what? Let's see if there's a relationship between iodine and antibody production against the thyroid. So let me back up and explain that. For years, there's been well-known information out there that says that when you give people iodine that may be in an iodine-deficient area, it very often, in fact, most of the time, causes autoimmune attack against the thyroid. Now, how you know that's happening is you can measure blood tests for what's called TPO antibodies and thyroglobulin antibodies. Well, that's what they did here in this study in Denmark this year. And I'll put the citation up for you so you'll take a look at it, because you would be amazed at the hate mail I get when I talk about iodine. And my whole point is this. If you have low thyroid symptoms, you need to find out if you have Hashimoto's or not. Because if you've got Hashimoto's, iodine is like taking toxic waste. It is only going to make you worse. Recently, I had a patient. I'm not going to give you her full name or the doctors that she saw, but her name is Kim. She's 36 years old, and she'd been taking iodine for 7 years. For 7 years, because some alternative practitioner told her to take iodine. And turns out, Kim had never been tested for Hashimoto's. But guess, in the last 7 years, she's never felt good. In the last year and a half, she's got worse and worse. Her hair has been falling out. She's gaining weight. And all I did was said, you know what? Why don't we just find out for sure if you've got Hashimoto's? Let's find out if you've got these antibodies. Well, sure as heck, she's got them. And it explains everything about why she feels the way that she does. And one reason I'm explaining her situation in relation to this study is this is what happens. Iodine is a huge risk factor. In Denmark, what they found is in the youngest age groups of women, age 18 to 45, they saw a shocking increase in the elevation of thyroid antibodies. Now, they may have been at low levels, but the appearance of any antibodies that are detectable tells you that your thyroid gland is being targeted. And that's what was so shocking to these researchers in Denmark, is what they did is they basically legislated that we give the whole country, or just a big part of the country, Hashimoto's. And Hashimoto's is actually the least of your worries, because once you have one tissue under attack from your immune system, your whole body is on the menu. You can now attack your cartilage and get rheumatoid arthritis. It can move to myelin. You can get multiple sclerosis symptoms. It can move to the ovaries. You can get infertility and various other polyglandular endocrine symptoms. So I just want to share with you that there's new information. It's coming out all the time. And I really don't want to get a bunch of hate mail about this, or people threatening to kill me and calling me a murderer, because this is the truth, folks. If you've got low thyroid symptoms, such as hair loss, weight gain, constipation, okay, or if you're taking thyroid medication like Synthroid or Armour or Levoxyl and you still feel bad, you've got to find somebody to do the simple non-exotic tests for TPO antibodies and thyroglobulin antibodies. But here's the thing, that's only part one. Because part two is when it comes back that you do have those elevated antibodies and you have what's called a Hashimoto's autoimmune attack on your thyroid, the way that you help that is not by taking more thyroid hormones. It's a whole other ballgame. You've got to find someone that understands how to approach an autoimmune situation to help get your body back into balance, real balance. Not just, you know, I call it weasel words, not just we're going to balance you, but really get your immune system functioning, because you've got to slow it down. So to go back where I was at the beginning, iodine's a bad idea. Yes, iodine is necessary to normally make thyroid hormones, but taking supplemental iodine is proven again and again to be very dangerous. And until you know whether you've got an autoimmune situation, I wouldn't suggest you take iodine. And if someone's telling you to, it's time they read a book. Okay? It's time they read a recent article with recent information. That's all for today.